I'm Alan Watts, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus on this edition of Across Kentucky. Louisville's continuing to be a leader in the local food movement. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher says the restaurant industry in Louisville is embracing the partnership with local farmers.
Well, what you're seeing is we got some great local chefs, some James Beard level chefs, partnering with our farmers throughout the state. And that's been a big focus of my administration. We call our whole local food system. We're creating a place called the Food Port in West Louisville that's going to be matching farmers within a 2-3 hour radius of Louisville with the demand for more local food here, because we have more demand than supply.
Mayor Fisher says the local food movement has helped fuel the revitalization of Louisville.
We've got more of a attitude and a little swagger that we belong with some of the great cities around the world, and we're not going to be the biggest. I don't want to be the biggest, but we should be the best at everything we do. So we've achieved that, and then visibly, there's billions of dollars of investment that are going on in the city right now.
Fisher says a great example of the local food movement, it's what's going on in the Butchertown area of Louisville and Butchertown Market itself.
Not just the restaurant there, but the upstairs, the little speakeasy listening room they have is really cool as well. So Butchertown is an area of the city that's really growing, and of course it just is right adjacent to downtown, so it's a really good place to live. So there's a lot of our what we call edge neighborhoods around downtown that have the great old housing stock and architecture that are really hot places right now.
We'll have more in a moment.
When tragedy strikes Kentucky law enforcement officers and their families, you can help by displaying a law enforcement memorial license plate on your car or donating online. Log on to the memorial website at klemf.org today. Proceeds go directly to the families of officers killed in the line of duty and provide college scholarships for their children. Sponsored by the Kentucky Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation and aired in cooperation with the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station. Visit and donate at klemf.org today.
Another great example of turning an area around is the Louisville Waterfront.
Now it's one of the top 10 parks in the world every year, and that's Waterfront Park. So that's all the way from the boathouses to where Thunder Over Louisville's held, and we're extending the park now westward as well between 9th and 15th Street. So the city used to turn its back on the river, and now obviously we're turning the other way and embracing the river. Everybody loves to have a waterfront type of view.
And how does the local food movement play into that revitalization in Louisville?
Because that's the way it should be. So we see each other as one, not rural, not urban, but just one whole system. And food's a great way to bring us together.
Next time you enjoy the hospitality of Louisville, check the menu to see what local food from Kentucky farmers you can enjoy. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.